Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Pray, Father, we are thankful and grateful for another opportunity to gather to hear your word. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We ask that you take over, take control. We acknowledge your presence here, and we know that without you, we can do nothing. Therefore, Spirit of God, teach us, affect everyone who is here. May we feel your presence. May we hear your voice individually. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Awesome. Well, we want to continue our message on labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Labor for a blessing. And we are reading from our Father's book, Labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. And our message, our subtitle today is Labor for a Blessing. Labor for a Blessing. And last week, I began sharing with you, with this particular chapter, to labor for a blessing. That means work for a blessing. Expend your energy for a blessing. Hallelujah. And last week, I introduced to you that instead of spending your energy and your time to be rich, trying to be rich, spend the same amount of money and time and energy to do the things that will bring you blessing. Hallelujah. Instead of working hard to be rich. I know that everyone here wants to be rich. There is no one single person who does not want to be rich. Everyone wants to be rich. Hallelujah. Because money does all things. You know, you need money to do everything. And you want to be rich. How many of you want to be rich? Only one person doesn't want to be rich. Wow. We all want to be rich. I want to be rich. I don't want to be poor. It's not a good thing to be poor. I tell you, poverty is not good at all. Amen. If you have experienced poverty before, you will never want to be there, and you will never even wish it for your worst enemy. It's not a good thing to be poor. Amen. How many of you agree that it's not good to be poor? Yes. So it's not good to be poor. We don't want to be poor. Amen. But we are saying we want to work hard to be blessed. Hallelujah. And the reason is that the blessing of the Lord makes you rich. Amen. That is just one part of the blessing. Hallelujah. So why do we aim for riches when we can aim for a blessing? You see, riches is a subset of the blessing. That means riches falls under the big umbrella of blessings. You didn't know that, did you? You see, many people think that to be rich is equal to being blessed. Amen. But it's not equal. To be rich does not equal blessing. However, when you are blessed, you can be rich, or you will be rich. When you are blessed, you'll be rich. To be rich is not a blessing. Peace, to have peace in life is a blessing. That riches cannot buy you that. I don't think you heard me. Listen, I'm saying it again. Peace of God, or to have peace in life, is not something that wealth can buy. No amount of money that you have can give you peace. But I believe everyone here wants peace. Hello? Everyone here wants peace. But you cannot have peace just because you are rich. Amen. Health is not something that money can buy. You can be very wealthy, you can be very rich and not have health. And no amount of wealth can give you health. I tell you. Now, peace and health, they come under the umbrella of one who is blessed. Therefore, why do you spend all your energy looking for riches which cannot give you health and cannot give you peace? Why? Does it make sense? There is no sense in searching for riches that cannot give you health and cannot give you peace. I would rather search for blessings that will engulf wealth and give me peace and give me health as well. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we are sharing because we are saying, you see, when you are not blessed, you are cursed. There are only two things. If you are not happy, you are sad. You can't be in between. You can't be in between. Are you listening? You can't be in between. So if you are not blessed, you are cursed. And I don't think anyone here wants to be cursed. That is why we are learning about things which will bring us blessings. That we will be called blessed. And one thing about curses is that according to the scriptures, there are certain things that people have done that has brought curses in your life. Now, like wealth, if you have so much credit, if you have so much positive and you have debts, you know, they talk about your net worth. Have you heard that before? Your net worth. What you are worth. Now, some people, they are worth negative. That means when they add all your positive, all your savings, your bank account, your investment, everything, and they look at your debt. And when they subtract your debt from your assets, you are still owing. That is negative. Now, that is how blessings and curses are. So you want more blessings so that when they subtract the curses, you are still on top. You are blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Amen. Say, I am blessed. I am not cursed. I am blessed. Now, that is your net. That is your net. Are you listening? To say that I am blessed means your blessings outweigh your curses. To say that you are wealthy, you see, many people are deceived. Many people, for instance, have nice cars and they own homes and they have built houses, other places, and so on and so forth. But when you add their resources, they still owe. You are not wealthy. You are still minus. Amen. But you, when we add all your blessings, we look at all your blessings and the curses that has been in your history, your background, your family, and so on. When we look at them, you are blessed. Amen. I say you are blessed. Amen. I say you are blessed. Amen. You are blessed. Amen. That means you have peace. Amen. And you have health. Amen. And you have wealth. Amen. You have riches. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Yes. That is why we are learning about things which will bring us blessings. What we should we do that we will have more blessings in our lives? So we said, number one, labor for a blessing by keeping his commandments. By keeping God's commandments, you will accumulate wealth. Hallelujah. Last week, I shared a lot on that as we were introducing this particular subject. Hallelujah. So when you compare the rewards of blessings to the rewards of the few dollars then why do you strive? Why do you strive against the commandments of God? When you follow the commandments, when you obey God's commandment, He blesses you. Hallelujah. He blesses you. We read a scripture in Psalm 112, verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in His commandments. He says, his soul shall be mighty upon the earth. Look at someone who is blessed. His soul shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. That means your children will be blessed. Amen. Your grandchildren will be blessed. Amen. Your great-grandchildren will be blessed. Amen. They will not lack. Amen. They will not know poverty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There will not be any historical disease running in the family. Amen. That's when they go to a doctor and they say, what is your family history? They say, I don't have any. Because it stopped with you, with your blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. I said it stopped with you, amen, with your blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blood cancer, it stopped with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Chronic headaches. Jesus. They say migraine is in our family. It stopped with you. Amen. By your blessings. That chronic headache ended. It's not transcending to your children and your children's children. They will not have that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Sometimes they say, arthritis is in our family. It stopped with you. Amen. Your blessings cut off arthritis. Amen. Many generations ago, that was their history. But with you, it has stopped. I say it has stopped. You will never have arthritis because of the blessings. It is health. It comes under your blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. People have hidden cancers, ovarian cancers. And then when you go to the doctor, they are asking, is your aunt, any, your mother's sister, or your grandmother, anyone had ovarian cancer? They had this cancer. They had that cancer. They had breast cancer. They had duodenal cancer. They have all kinds of cancer. It stopped with you. I said, it stopped with you. I said, it stopped with you. In the name of Jesus. The blessings has overcome this cancer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All kinds of cancer. Organs that you have not heard about. Finally, they are telling you. Have you heard of parathyroid before? You have heard of thyroid, but you don't know there's something called parathyroid. What is that? It stopped with you. Parathyroid cancer stopped with you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Masses, tumors that grow in the brain. That grow in the brain, and they say you have 6 months. The day they find out, they say you have 6 months to live. It stopped with you because of the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Number two, labor for a blessing by paying your tithes. Labor for a blessing by paying your tithe. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, ye are cursed with a curse. You see, this is what we don't want. Why would I knowingly welcome curse in my life? For a tithe. You see, ye are cursed with a curse. Why? Because you have robbed me. How? Even with this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. All the tithe. Many people are walking around cursed. And they don't know. You see, those of you who missed the first part of the prayer, you should have been here. We were praying. He said, bring in all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. This is God's promise. This is a blessing that God will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough in your life to receive it. It says, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you what? Blessed. All nations shall call you blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So paying your tithe and bringing in all your tithe is one of the things that brings blessings in your life. It brings blessings in your life. Hallelujah. When you are a tithe payer, you are guaranteed to be blessed. This is the word of God. Amen. So now compare the earnings of a few thousand dollars to getting the blessings of a tither. Compare that you have a few thousand dollars every fourth week. Every other week, they give you a few thousand dollars. And when you have it, you think of what to pay about tithe, and it shakes you. It shakes you. The blessing of a tither are out of this world. It says, you will open the windows of heaven. This is your resource. The resource of a tither, it is not your salary. You didn't hear me. I said the resource of your tither is not your salary. Amen. The resource of a tither is the open heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. Your salary can never fill your bank account that you don't have enough room to contain it. Have you not seen that? Even after the promotion, even after you have moved forward, even after they have increased your pay, have you seen that your bank account is overflowing? That you don't have enough room to contain it? Your salary will never be your resource. Your resource is the open heaven as a tither. I say your resource is the open heaven as a tither in the name of Jesus. May the open heavens be your resource in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, a tither is blessed to have the windows of heaven open over his or her life. Amen. Above all, a tither has the devourer rebuked for his sake. That is one great thing for a tither. That the Lord rebukes the devourer because of you. Amen. The devourer comes after everyone. Amen. Many Christians earn a lot of money, but they give it all away to the devourers. There are devourers in our lives. Hallelujah. There are devourers in our lives. And as much as you earn, the devourers come to take away what you have. Who are the devourers in life? Paying rent, paying electricity bill, phone bills, garbage bills, property taxes, income taxes, school fees, water bills, mortgage, car repairs, car maintenance, purchasing clothes, hair extensions, and food for all kinds of things. Amen. You see, you can't even see. Many of you have hair extensions that you don't even find them. You don't know where they are. You don't use them. But you pay money for them. True or not true? Some of you buy it and then the following week it's out of fashion. And it's no use. God will give you wisdom. Hallelujah. These are all devourers. Hallelujah. These are all devourers that take away your resource, that take away from your salary. Amen. That is why it's not worth laboring to be rich.
You are laboring to meet the devourer. Hallelujah. You will notice that at best, your hard work, when you work very hard, you are making it enough to feed the devourers. At best. I'm telling you. When you work very hard, you are meeting the devourers. You are able to pay your rent. Easy. No sweat. You pay your rent. You are easy. It's easy for you to pay your car loan. You are paying your tuition. In fact, you have set it automatic. And it goes. Your car loan, it goes. It's easy. You can buy a car. You can afford to buy a car and pay for the insurance. You see? And it's auto. It just goes. You have set it up. You don't even look at it. Am I preaching to someone?
Yes.
You can afford to buy an air ticket and go somewhere and come back. You see the deception. It makes you feel that you are wealthy. It makes you feel that you are rich. Because the car you drive, many people can afford it. And you can afford it and pay the devourer every month. So that is a deception. Amen. You can buy every kind of clothes that you want. In fact, you have filled your closet. And it's overflowing. It's spilling. And when you look at it, he says, is that me? With shoes, ties, suits. You have every color suit. Amen. You see, when they say that we are singing, we are wearing green, it's not your problem. When they say we are wearing, some people, when they say we are wearing yellow, hey, yellow, then they start fighting the choir master. Yellow. Ah, so you look, I don't have any yellow dress. You see, but you, it's not a problem. When they say lemon green, it's not a problem. Olive green, it's not a problem. Apple green, it's not a problem. You are able to meet the devourer's demand. Amen. Is somebody listening to me?
Yes.
You have worked, you have good credit. You see, that's very important to you. My credit score. And so what? You have credit, good credit score, and so what? Is somebody listening to me? This is the deception. And this is why you work so hard to meet the devourers. Hallelujah. So hard to meet the devourers. You can buy any food that you want. You can eat any type of food. I mean, there is no food that you cannot afford. Even if you are looking at your Instagram reel and then you see some food, you make a decision, I'll eat this for lunch. Easy. Easy. How many of you have done that before? You are looking at some people's food and then, this is what I'm going to have for lunch. And it's not a problem. Some people can look, they can't afford it. They just imagine and then they feel satisfied. They imagine eating the food. They close their eyes like this and then they feel satisfied. But you, it's not a problem. Amen. But this is not wealth. This is not wealth. You are just meeting the devourers. You cannot leave inheritance for your children and your children's children if you are able to meet the devourers. You can't leave the inheritance. I say you cannot leave an inheritance. It is not wealth. Your salary cannot give you wealth. Beloved, I want you to listen to me. Your salary, no matter how much they pay you, it cannot give you wealth. No matter what position you have, it cannot give you wealth. No matter how much they pay you, you will never be wealthy. I said you will never be wealthy because the Bible says it is God who gives you power to make wealth. It is God. It is God. Your salary will not make you wealthy. And you should notice it by now. You should see it by now. That you are working so hard now so that they will add a few more $1,000. It will not make you wealthy. I'm telling you. It will not make you wealthy. What makes you wealthy is the power of God. I say, what makes you wealthy is the power of God. God is the one who gives power to make wealth. Hallelujah. I say, it is God who gives you power to make wealth, to have wealth, to say that you are. You see, to have money does not mean you are wealthy. To have money that you can afford the devourers is not equal wealth. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, but thou shall remember, you shall remember the Lord your God. You have to. If you want wealth, it says, you have to remember the Lord your God. Why? Why? When you have salary, when you have few $1,000, do not let this 10%, do not let this 10% take away the blessings of God. Why? Why? You have kept that 10% the whole of last year. How much did you add? How much did you add? Since the pandemic, you have kept that 10%. Since the pandemic, I have seen a list of you, few of you, since the pandemic, you have not paid tithe. How much have you added? You look at your bank account. Take your phone right now and open your bank account. And look, since the pandemic, how much have you added? Since you have not been paying. He says, when you have these few $1,000, how much? How much out of that? They pay you how much? $2,000. And out of that is 200 CDs. I said CDs. Because I'm looking at some people who just came from CDs nations. $200 out of their salary. $200. And you have saved that $200, $200. How much has it added to you? Have you not realized? I say your salary, it will never make you wealthy. Your salary will never make you wealthy. The moment they increase your salary, more devourers open their mouth. I'm telling you, whether you like it or not. The moment they increase your salary, it says, but thou, when you receive those few $1,000, remember God. When they give you that check, remember God. When they give you $500, remember God. When they give you $1,500, remember God. When they increase it to $3,000, remember God. Because it is He that gives thee power to get wealth. It is God. It is God. Young people, no matter how much they pay you, no matter how much they pay you, don't forget God. He says, remember God. Remember God. When they give you that paycheck, remember God. Because it is He. If you want to be wealthy, it's okay. If you want to just meet the devourer's needs and just be ordinary, pay your rent and buy air ticket and you fly to London and then when you're on your way, go to Amsterdam and then step by Germany, and then they put those stamps all in your passport, and then you come and, I was in London. You know, from London, I passed through Amsterdam. And then from Amsterdam, I decided to check Denmark. And then, on my way, I went to, where is that called? Iceland. And then I had 3 days more to my vacation, so I went to where again? Paris. And then I came back. Wow. You know why you just did that? Because they just increased your salary. They just increased your salary. When you were doing the nursing care, you never went to Paris. You never went to Paris. You are thinking of Paris now because now you finished school. Are you listening to me? It's the wisdom of God. He gives you power to make wealth. He gives you power to make wealth. He says, and I will rebuke the devourers. The devourers. It's not you. You have no power over the devourers. You have no power. You know that you don't need that green dress, but you have bought it. You know you don't need that hair extension, but you have bought it. I say you have no power to overcome the devourers. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, that you don't have to spend your money like that, and they will be with you, and you will develop wealth. I give you power to make wealth. Receive the power of God to make wealth. Amen. You bought a car when you didn't need a car. Hallelujah. I hope somebody understands what I'm sharing with you. Young people, when you finish school, you can afford to buy a nice car. Remember God. You can afford to buy a house. Remember God. Young ladies, you can afford to buy hair extension. Remember God. Today, you can't. Today, your short hair, you have to do it like that. But very soon, it's going to be at your waist. You can afford to do, if you want to reach your feet, you can afford to do that. But remember God. Remember God. When you finish school, remember God. Hallelujah. Because whatever your salary is, it is nothing compared to the blessings of God. Nothing. Amen. That is why you labor for a blessing. Labor for a blessing. Hallelujah. Say labor for a blessing. Oh, we are only on point number one. Okay, I'll just give you one point. Point number two. Mercy. All right, labor for a blessing by serving God. Let's do this one quickly and then we can end. Labor for a blessing by serving God. The scripture in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, 25. It says, but ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. All of these come under a blessing. Amen. I say all of these, they come under a blessing. And God says, if you serve him, he will bless you. If you serve God, he says, you shall serve, and the Lord your God, he shall bless. Amen. You shall serve, and he shall bless. Say, ye shall serve, and he shall bless. The Lord will bless you. Say, I will serve God. I will serve God, and he will bless me. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the Lord's promise. He says, you shall serve, and he will bless. And that blessing will encamp bread. He will provide you with bread, and he will provide you with water. He will bless it, and he will take sicknesses from amongst you. God will remove diseases from you. The blessing of God encompasses health. So why do you leave the blessing and work so hard for riches, which will not give you health, which will not give you wealth? I was sharing with you, there was a woman who was working in a hospital, and she worked and worked and worked, and she decided to retire. And the last day, that she was retiring. She was giving report. Did you hear about that story? She was giving her last report. And when she's done with that report, she will never come to the hospital ever again to work as a nurse. And giving a report means giving the assignment over, handing over the assignment to the nurse that is coming. So as she was talking, at the moment, she just stopped talking. And then she developed a weakness. And she had a stroke. In the middle of the assignment, her last day. And they brought her to the intensive care unit. She has no memory. She can't remember the people. She cannot remember where she has put her money or her savings. She cannot remember. If she didn't tell someone, the people around her will not know where she has her or her retirement money. But the blessings of God, he says, he removes sickness from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. May you walk through this life in health in the name of Jesus. I rebuke stroke for your sake in the name of Jesus. I rebuke hypertension, high blood pressure. I rebuke it. Diabetes, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You will not sleep and wake up with a left-sided weakness or a right-sided weakness in the name of Jesus. You will not die in your sleep. They will not carry you from bed to the emergency room because of heart attack, because of cardiac arrest in the name of Jesus. Your pastor will never receive such phone call. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That blessing is for those who serve God. Those who serve God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the next one? Are you ready? Sit down. Job chapter 36 and verse 11. Job chapter 36 and verse 11. Look at that. He says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days. Wow. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Mashandara Baba. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Hallelujah. Their years in pleasures. Beloved, you will never have pleasure when you are sick. You will never have pleasure when you have wealth, you have money, and you are sick. You will never have pleasure. I tell you, even if this finger, this pinky finger, is bothering you, you will not have pleasure. I'm telling you, you will not have pleasure. Somebody has diabetes and the person has ulcer on the big toe, on one leg. Ulcer, the big toe, just the big toe, not all the toes, just the big toe. And he has ulcer. Every other day, the person is in the hospital. Every other day. To prevent them from cutting off your toe. Do you know if they cut off your toe, wearing shoe is a problem? You don't know that. When they cut off your toe, wearing shoe is a problem. Your toe will never be cut off. I say your toe will never be cut off. We rebuke any surgical knife that is aimed for your toe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. I say you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. You say this also is a blessing of God. That you will have wealth and to be able to enjoy it is a blessing of God. It adds, it comes under the blessing. Beloved, it doesn't come under your hard work. It doesn't come under your salary. This also is a blessing of God. It's a blessing of God. Mashandaraba. You see, let them just tell you something. He says they will live their life in prosperity and their years in pleasure. All they know, they need to tell you is that we have seen this thing in your liver. That's the pleasures of your life is gone. We don't know what it is. They don't know, but the pleasures of your life is gone. I'm telling you. we have seen this thing in your brain, but we don't know what it is. The pleasures of your life is gone. But the Bible says, it says, if they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, they shall live their lives, their days in prosperity. That means every day of your life, you are living in prosperity. Amen. Their days in prosperity. That means every single day you wake up, there is nothing like poverty associated with your life. If they serve me, beloved, serving God brings prosperity. That you chose, that you serve God, you chose to be here and serving God. You could have been doing any other thing, but you decided to serve. That, it brings prosperity in your life. So why do you decide that today I don't feel like serving you? Today I feel like sleeping. Today I feel like staying home instead of coming to serve you. Instead of gathering with the brethren. That is why it's labor. You have to labor for the blessing. When you don't feel like coming, work hard to come. When it's cold, work hard. Dress warm to come. When it's raining, get an umbrella. It is worth the Uber to get here. It's worth it. It's worth the drive. It's worth the few amount of money to spend on gas, to travel, to serve him. It's worth it. It is worth it. It's labor. You have to labor to be blessed. It means that you have to work hard to be blessed. That is why I started off saying that the same amount of energy, because you labor for riches. You labor for riches. You work hard. You don't sleep so that you can get some salary. You don't sleep. If you are working and the alarm goes off, you will get up. Even if you are sleepy, you didn't finish sleeping, you will get up. Do the same thing for the blessings. That you are tired, but you are rising. Hallelujah. Well, I have a lot to share with you, but we don't have the time. So we want to end here, and then we will continue next time. Rise to your feet. May the Lord look mercifully on us. May the Lord look mercifully on us. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, turn my heart into loving you, into serving you. Turn my heart to be obedient to your commandment. Turn my heart, oh God, from the pleasures of this world. Turn my heart. Turn my heart. Oh, touch my heart. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. From the things that perish, affect my heart. Turn my heart away, oh God, from the things that perish, in the name of Jesus. Wealth comes from you. Peace comes from you. Health comes from you. Living in prosperity day after day, it comes from you. Living in pleasures all of our years, it comes from you. We bless you. We give you thanks. Look at the hands of your people, oh God. Lord, we repent. We have turned away from you. May you not be like a lion that pounds on us, or like the leopard that lurks in the road waiting to pound on us. But Father, we turn away. May you not rip our hearts. We turn away to serve you in the name of Jesus. You are the one that gives power. Power for wealth, for health, for strength, for peace, for pleasures, in the name of Jesus. We make a decision today, Lord, to serve you and to be obedient to you. Help us, Lord. We have turned away ignorantly. The world has turned us away from you, but Lord, we turn back. Rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We bless you. We glorify your name, in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone that is here. May the Lord give you that grace to serve him. May the Lord give you that grace to serve him, to follow him, to be obedient to his commandment, to be obedient to his words, to follow him, to serve him with all of your heart, with all of your strength, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your word says, I've been young and I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord, may these righteous ones never be forsaken, and let their seed never beg bread. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Why don't you all say this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your blood. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.